This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
And welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle de Klerk, and I have my partner in crime, John Wintle, with me
I'm
to
here.
Chat.
Oh, sorry.
I'm interrupting again.
Hi. Sorry.
So tonight's topic, we'll be talking about online dating profiles and how to capture a prospective partner's attention with your photos and dating headline. Let's face it, online dating is huge, and even though we've touched on this subject of online dating before, it's time to get into the nitty-gritty of profile pictures. What is hot and what is not? And how is your profile going to stand out from the rest of the crowd when thousands of us are flocking to online dating? I know there are a lot of you out there who have an opinion on this, so during the show, feel free to provide your thoughts and feedback either via email, which is onair@joy.org.au, SMS, which is 0427 joy 949, or via the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thesinglelife on Joy 94.9. But first, we're going to look at the week that was, and we're going to check in with John and Tanya's dating challenge. So this week, I sent them both on blind dates, which proved to be a bit more of a challenge for me than the two of them. As I mean, let's face it, where does a straight girl start when trying to find a single gay man and a lesbian?
Oh, steady up. You're just making it all about yourself again.
Shush up. Well, hi, John.
Hello.
Weighing in there. Good to see you made it in for another week.
I was just waiting for my little opportunity to wedge my way in.
Of course you were. So you've made it, yet I'm not seeing Tanya here.
No.
Dun, dun.
Bop-bop. There was definitely a fail there.
Fail. Well, I must admit, we did pull out all the stops for this one. Well, I did. And I contacted Danny Dang, who is the go-to lady. So she's a successful and accomplished businesswoman. She's the owner of Danny Dang's events and festival tickets, a photographer, and she's definitely the go-to lady because I contacted her to find a couple of blind dates. So with Tanya's date, unfortunately, Tanya knows too many people out there. We couldn't find anyone that she didn't know to go on a date, so we couldn't actually send her on a blind date. So Tanya, stop being so goddamn popular.
Mm-hmm.
John, on the other hand, we know he knows no one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We found you a blind date.
We did.
Mm-hmm. How did that go?
Well, thanks to the lovely Miss Danny Dang, who sent us some details of a very lovely young man who came out on a date with me on Sunday.
And we've actually got him in the studio here.
Well, just go steal my thunder, why don't
sorry.
You?
Sorry.
That's really rude.
Sorry.
Okay, look, I was trying to set the scene there.
No, you're taking too long. I think you just need to get to the point as usual.
Yeah. Well,
stop beating around the bush.
Yeah, it was a pretty good date. Like, we went out to this lovely restaurant on Chapel Street.
Hang on, let's take it a step back. So I gave you the number.
Yeah.
By
Danny.
Sorry,
that wasn't English, was it?
And, yeah. And what happened? You made contact via text?
Yes, this is true. I sent a text message off to my blind date. And we kind of engaged in a text message conversation.
Okay. And?
hours.
Then you obviously made a date.
Yeah, we made a date. Well, let's
introduce this hot young thing.
Oh,
David, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, welcome, welcome. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, John, you are batting above your average and this was a very good selection. Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
She is a goddess, I must say.
She has picked very well.
You're going to make me go all red.
Don't worry, no one can see.
Yeah, it's radio.
Oh, good. So I dress nicely for nothing. Thanks, guys.
Oh, well. Well, I'm actually glad that John didn't wear flannel this week as well. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so what happened? There was a bit of texting banter, backwards and forwards between the both of you.
Yeah, and we organised a meet up at this restaurant that yourself and I went to during my pickup line challenge, actually.
Okay, where was it?
I really can't say the name of the place, but let's just say that we had some really nice espresso martini cocktails, you and me, MDK. It was very nice.
Oh, perfect.
So anyway, we moved on to this really nice restaurant. I wasn't really sure how to pick this person out of the crowd.
Yeah, how did you guys go with that? Because you didn't know what each other looked like.
Mm. I did a bit of stalking, so I went on Google. Oh, no. And I wrote in John, the single life joy. Found a photo with a drag queen, or maybe it was you.
Sure. But,
yes, awkward. Actually, that photo is with Michelle de Klerk. Just to clarify, if you look on your screen here, oh, hang on. We'll have a look at it later, but it definitely is not a drag queen.
That is me.
It's just when Michelle wears like
I wear
pumps,
red lips and I've got big shoulders. What can I say? How dare you?
She has a few issues. Like if you listen to our previous podcast, you can see that she's a little bit hung up on being confused with a drag queen.
I have been mistaken for a drag queen a couple of times before, but that's okay. So how did you did a bit of stalking? So John, yeah. You obviously didn't know what David looked like. What did you do when you walked there? Who got there first?
David got there before I did.
I was there first. I was very early. I think I was about 15 minutes early.
Oh god.
Can't be late
Eager
for
beaver.
A date.
Eager beaver. So what happened, John, when you...
Well, I rocked up at the place that we agreed to meet and walked up to the the front counter of the place, and I was about to ask for a booking under David. The restaurant didn't look that busy though, so I kind of just glanced around.
Hang on, let's take David. Did you book this date?
I booked the table and the time,
but I actually set the table and the time. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, no.
So he came up with the idea of the place and the time, and then I called ahead and booked it.
He's very organised, I must say. 15 minutes early and booked the place.
John, you need to take a leaf out of David's book. I'm just saying now.
Okay,
because when you were arranged, you should have been arranging all this.
I'm just noting that down now.
Okay,
I think it's
perfect.
Pertinent.
Mental note.
Be organised.
Yep. So basically, you met up at the venue.
Yeah. So I glanced around and I just saw David and he did the hey face. You know, I really can't do it on radio, but it's the hey
face.
Hi,
we know. We've been set up on this blind date.
Yeah, and when I went to sit down, I've got to say, it was a kind of a fresh day and I walked in. I had a bit of a temperature adjustment and the first thing I remember saying to David is, "Nice to meet you," was probably the first thing I said. But then I went, "I'm so sorry. I'm just adjusting to the heat," because I went really red in the face. I didn't want him to think that, I was disliking him or, over-liking him or anything
did
like that.
Did you notice that, David? I did.
He went really red in the face.
Yeah.
Awkward. Jeez. I know you got nervous, obviously, when you saw David and his hotness, but you need to calm down.
Well, he was... there throughout the date, actually, there was a point in time where he just very forwardly pointed out, "Look, I can see you're nervous."
I love it. You're so to the point, David.
He just pointed it out straight away.
Yeah. Well, it's about time we had someone who was straight to the point. No beating around the bush here.
Well, he was fidgeting a little and I was like, "Look, you look nervous. Do you want to have some more wine and, have some water and relax?" And
this is perfect. We need this first-hand information, don't we? Mm-hmm. Straight from the horse's mouth.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. We are joined, I'm joined by John and we've got David, Hottie David, in the studio talking about blind dates and his interaction with John on their blind date.
It's not all about looks. I just want to point that out. looks aren't everything.
Oh, I agree. Looks aren't everything. But when you've got someone hot in the studio, I just want to point that out.
Maybe we should turn the fan on.
Yeah, maybe we should. You're looking a bit red in the face. So, David, what was John wearing on the date? Like, what were you... Hang on. Let's take it back a step. What were your first impressions when you saw him as he walked in? Were you thinking, like, oh, my God, amazeballs? Or were you like, oh, a flannel shirt? Or just what you'd sort of imagined?
I don't know. He was wearing a flannelette shirt, jeans, sneakers. I think the same
casual
jacket
look
that he's wearing today.
Oh, he hasn't got a very extensive wardrobe.
No, that was a different jacket, I'd like to say. The other one was a...
Different cut,
denim,
same colour.
Denim black jacket. Now, this is not a denim black jacket. This is a black jacket, but not denim.
Okay.
I just want to be clear on that.
Okay,
on that.
Perfect.
Okay, and he had his sunglasses on, so I was like, okay, he looks a bit seedy right now, but whatever. took off his sunglasses. I was like, oh, yeah, he seems nice, and then kind of did the
seems
hey
sober
face. And came over, shook hands, sat down.
Now, did you have any expectations of the date? Because I know you were kind of... When you were asked if you'd go on a blind date, what were your first thoughts?
I was like, oh, a blind date. Okay, don't know what he looks like, how old he is, what he does. But, you know, give it a crack. Why not?
Oh, perfect. We love that attitude.
Uh-oh. I can feel some age questions coming on. I can feel it coming.
Well, you do look quite young. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Not you, John. Oh, it's not all about you.
This show is about me. It's not
We've
about
got
you.
David in here as the guest.
I'm 21.
Oh my God, John. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about going out with a 21-year-old?
It's not about the age, Michelle. It's about the attitude.
Okay, nice one.
Snap.
Actually, well, that did come up on our date. I got him to guess my age.
What did he say?
Fun. Oh God,
he went. Maybe 24, 25, and I was like, oh, yeah, kind of close.
Well, because he said...
Kind of offended.
He talked about finishing uni, like a uni thing or some sort of study, and that he was studying something new, and I just did the math in my head thinking, okay, 3 to 4 years, one uni course, 3 to 4 years maybe for another, and I was trying to guess how far he was through his current lot of study, so...
But let's be honest, we've got a genius on our hands. He's whipped through school.
We've got Doogie, Doogie Howser, MD.
Perfect.
In our presence.
We do, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a bit of a Doogie Howser vibe. So was there a bit of, did you feel like when you found out his age, you were like, oh, I'm going out with someone really old here?
Not really, because I tend to go for older.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, maturity and they're sorted and it's a lot easier to date older than younger, because younger are just like, you know, free.
You might not have anything in common.
Yeah.
Since you are a brainiac.
So
what did you guys talk about on the date?
We talked about sci-fi, I think is one thing that was significant. What else did we talk about? Well, we talked for hours.
Yeah, you were a bit nervous at the start, so you burnt through a lot of subjects really quickly.
Yeah,
and
I
you'd
did.
Flip from one to the other, then move on to a completely different one, then come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that's what he does. That's what he does normally. That's not a nerves thing.
Yeah, but, that's normal.
It gets on my nerves though.
So we talked about careers and studies and what we do and what our hobbies are, and so geocaching is what we're going to do next week.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're planning a geocaching date.
Well, that's a whole nother show, people. We're not even going to go into what geocaching is.
MDK threw her pen up in the air when I said that.
I was like,
we were doing geocaching. She didn't enjoy that.
That's a bit mean. I hope it came down and hit you on the head.
No.
See, that's karma.
No. But look, as long as John enjoys geocaching, and you're going to find out what it's all about. That's pretty exciting. So there's another date lined up.
There
we
is.
We like that. So blind dates aren't always a fail.
Although one of them was a fail, Michelle.
Well, Tanya's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because obviously we couldn't find anyone because she's too popular.
Yeah, and actually, this might be the time I want to spring this surprise on you. I think it's time. So I don't know if you remember last week on air that we were having this conversation with between yourself and Tanya. And I know you don't like surprises. And the face you're pulling right now is quite priceless. And I just want to remember this forever. But let's just have a listen to exactly what you said last week on air, okay? So let's just play this and just see what you say.
Yeah, and you won't be disappointed then.
Yeah, hang just on. Have no expectations.
This is coming from Tanya. Tanya has a lot of expectations. Like,
do you know what? I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I've seen a real change in Tanya in the last 3 minutes, oh. and I know that she's ready for this blind dating.
She's totally
her attitude has changed. She's got no expectations and she's ready to move on out there.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah, pretty much. So either you or me. You or me.
There's nothing wrong with having some expectations. You don't want to settle for anybody, right?
It's either you or me. It's either you or me. Do you remember saying that?
Well, I do now that you've played it. So what does that mean?
Well, I don't know, but I think, you know, you...
Are you going to send me on a blind date?
I don't think there's any harm in it, do you think?
Well, good luck trying to find someone, mm-hmm. is all I can say.
I could find someone.
Okay, go for it.
What, 9 in 10 people in the world are straight or something? I could definitely
track you one
down. I
don't know, but I'm happy for you if you think you can find someone. I'm happy to go out with anyone.
You must choose your words carefully, MDK.
Yeah, as they'll come back to bite me.
I know, and I think it's time... You know, you've given so much to me, and I think it's time that I start to, you know, deliver some of the goods back to you. Oh, don't you think?
Right. David, what do you think about this? I think it's me.
I think it's a good idea. You know, you sent him on a blind date and Tanya, so, you know, send you on one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do it. Just do it. Set me up.
This is Joy 94.9, which is all about having a diverse community, not just about fixating on, you know, gay or lesbian, but we must think about our straight allies as well.
Meaning me.
That's you. You're my straight ally.
Okay, set it up.
Okay,
do it and we'll report back next week.
We're in.
But in the meantime, we've had... an email through from Michael. Love you, Michael. He's a big, he's a friend of ours, but he wants to see a picture of John's blind date.
Oh, I don't know. We'd have to ask if that's okay.
No, because I think then everyone will want to know who he is and want a piece of him. You're not going to be single for much longer, my friend.
Oh, it's not a bad thing.
All right, well, we should post it up. Are you happy for us to post your photo?
I'm happy for you to post a nice photo.
Perfect.
Of me.
I bet you everyone will say, hottie.
So are we doing an in-studio photo or what's going on there? Or should we wait until a bit later on till we get the tips for taking a good photo?
Okay, sure. We can take one. Yeah, we can listen to the tips for taking a photo and maybe post one up.
Okay,
but nothing with nudity, so no shirtless pictures.
Yeah, we'll be taking you through what constitutes a great picture.
Yeah,
as long as there's no duck face or, you know, hip poses.
No duck faces or poses.
We've already done Johnny Torso tonight and it's not doing so well on the Facebook page.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. I just want to make mention that the emails here are in meltdown. People are wanting to see David's picture flat out. So I don't think we can wait till the end of the show. I think we need to get one up now.
What about my picture? No one seems
John,
so excited about
it. We've moved on. Everyone wants to know about David.
Okay.
P.S. We did see some of your photos up on the Facebook with your pictures that are on your... dating profile.
Why are you pausing like that?
Oh, because there's one with you with there's one with you without a top on, and we just had a message from someone saying that they could see your belly button fluff. So that's why I'm like, I really need to make mention of it.
Oh, come on.
I know.
It's all a bit of fun.
Awkward. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're going to get David's photo up because everyone's in meltdown over him.
Okay, post
everyone's
it.
Loving him.
Okay.
So, but I guess that kind of leads into... Great profile pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'll be honest. I think David would take a great photo in any angle. So just get his photo up there.
Okay.
But we need to talk about what constitutes a good photo online.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically there's some shockers out there.
Referring to mine?
Well, I could be referring to some of yours because there is a topless shot. Mm. Which we just referred to with your belly button fluff.
My friend said that I had very small nipples.
And I guess last week when we had Tanya in and we had the makeover challenge and we had 500 photos, the same outfit, different look, different facial look.
Yep, that was a bit of a fail.
I think it was quite funny, actually. It was a fail on your part.
Why?
Because she took the photos just to find a good one, and then you posted them all up there.
Yeah, but she was pulling different faces. I thought, like, in her mind, maybe she was wearing different outfits.
Oh, no.
You loved it. Come on, admit it.
Oh, anyway, let's talk about what constitutes great profile pictures.
Yep.
And I'm keen to get David's feedback as well, because I'm sure... Have you got an online dating profile?
I do.
Oh, my God. Mm. Why could we not get access to this earlier? It would have been great to see your photos.
Frickin' settle down. You're very antsy on your chair right now.
I know. Getting all hot under the collar.
Sit still. Come on, MDK. You've got to get a grip. We've got all a show to do.
Well, I've got a top six. I just thought I'd make it a bit random of what constitutes a great profile picture. Because let's be honest, you don't get a second chance. Your photos are everything. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Men are very material kind of people, and they like to have a look at what they're in for before they actually commit to it.
Mm.
Well, I think, yeah, if you see something and you're not interested, you move on straight away. But if you see something that kind of sparks your interest, are you going to delve a bit further?
Yeah. I agree. Like, a photo has to stand out. It can't just be like a normal, oh, look at me, I have a duck face.
Yep.
It has to kind of be like a nice
duck face again. Picture.
I love the duck face.
For those of you who don't know what a duck face is, it's when you purse your lips together and you think you look all sexy. Anyway, so my top six tips, just because I want to be a bit random.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, use a recent photo.
Okay.
I'm like, I can't stress that enough. How often? It seems so basic. But, I mean, there's people that are out there that are putting shots of them from 2005. Have you guys seen that?
Mm. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Seen that.
Oh, it's like, come on, it's 2013.
But it's so easy to pick because, like, you will see, like, a online picture of a dude who's just scanned a photo in, like, while photos weren't digital. Like, I mean, come on. There's problems there. Like, you're not just, you know, packing a roll of film and a scanner at home. Like, come on, that's ridiculous.
David, I've got to ask you, when your profile photo at the moment, is that a current one? Like, if it is, how current?
It is. It was taken last Sunday.
Perfect.
Sunday at a lesbian event.
Fresh.
Mm. He's very
totally
photogenic.
Fresh.
I think any photo you take of this man is just going to turn out well.
Well, everyone's going to see because we're going to put the photo up.
Can you stop, like, doing that pointing, demanding face?
Like, come on.
Look, I can only do so much, you know.
John, come on.
Okay.
All right. So, basically, another thing I don't like when I say use a recent photo of yourself, use a photo of yourself. Like, what is with people putting photos of, like, a dog or a baby or... That's not you. That is not you. So, put a photo of yourself. And I know that some people put photos of things that they're interested in, which may shed a bit of light on your interests and things like that, but save that for the first date or putting it in the profile. That's what I say.
Well, on that note, John's actually just having a bit of a giggle because my mates at work tonight had my phone in the office and they took a photo of themselves and put it as my Facebook.
Oh, fail.
And then changed my cover picture as well to our work one as well.
So I was wondering why you look so different in all those shots.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to find one with you in the photo by yourself. But
yeah, you need to have a photo of just David because we don't want to be promoting everyone.
I'm trying to listen to MDK's
anyway, while
advice.
While you're doing that, I'll go on to number two. Mm-hmm. So you need to find someone to photograph yourself. Remember how we saw Tanya and her 20 photos of herself, photographing herself?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it did look good, but I think that for profile pictures, you want to show that you've put in a little bit of effort and you've actually got someone around that can take some photos for you.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if someone else is taking a photo for you, your expression is more likely to look natural and engaging. What do you guys think of that? When you see people that have done selfies, what's your first thought?
I've got a friend that when he smiles in photos, not in real life, but in photos, he looks like he's about to eat your face off. He like just, it's like baring his teeth. He looks like a bit like he's in pain. Like I can't really pull the face, but it's kind of not a good smile. It scares me.
Oh, is that how he is all the time?
Yeah. No, he's like kind of, he's got a good smile, but he just never uses it in a photo. I think it's a mental thing.
David, what's your take on people that take selfies?
Mm.
I've been known to take a couple of selfies, but usually...
self-obsessed.
Here we go. I think... Is
no,
this
don't
one
post
suitable?
That one.
Oh, okay. Keep talking, guys. Sorry.
But, you know, I've been known to take selfies, but usually there's other people in the photo with me. It's not just me by myself.
Well, we like that.
What about this one? This one's a good one. That's Can we do... Oh, sorry.
It's a bit of a
I'm in trouble.
One.
So, I reckon, Tanya, if you're going to have, if you're going to take a selfie, let's look at Tanya's photos from last week and take a leaf out of her efforts in the makeover challenge. Mm-hmm. You need to take lots of photos so you have a selection to choose from. That is if you're going to do a selfie and you haven't got someone to take a photo. So, I recommend that you start with the no smile look and work your way up to a bit of a smile, then a bigger smile, and then you can check, then you can find the perfect you. And obviously you've taken several shots. Don't load them all up. That was John's fail
that
the other week.
Fault.
Just find the best one. Find the best one. The third tip is be consistent with your brand. I know this word brand gets thrown a lot around a lot. But it's important that if you're trying to portray a certain image, make sure that it's consistent. So if you want to just have a one night stand, great, have a whole lot of photos with your shirt off. If you want to have more than that, well, maybe take some photos that, you know, aren't so revealing in the skin. What do you think a flannel shirt promotes when your photos have flannel pictures of you in a flannel shirt?
I don't know.
What brand is
rural?
That?
Rural? R.M. Williams?
Yeah, kind of rural.
R.M. Williams? Lumberjack?
It reminds me of Queenslanders.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I am a Queenslander, so that's probably fitting.
We have to
fitting.
Point that one out.
Rural.
My next tip is keep the focus on your face, not on your body.
Oh,
so basically a profile photo should communicate who you are. And the best way to do that is to have a photo of your face.
Okay.
So basically make it simple. Don't include things like, I don't like it when people have the hat on, the sunglasses on. I mean, what are you trying to hide? Are you bald? Is that why you're wearing a hat? Sunglasses, does that mean you've got creepy eyes? I mean, seriously, make it about you. Or I don't like it when it's all about the scenery and you can see a little speckle of the person.
Okay.
Don't focus on the surroundings. Someone wants to get to know you, not the bush habitat that you're photographed in. Now, this next one, I know that's one close to David's heart, is don't be too sexy or a poser with the duck face. So one of the most frequent mistakes is overposing. I mean, you see so many people using different angles and facial expressions because they think it's attractive, but they're just missing the mark. The big one is the duck face.
Yeah, don't like the duck face.
Oh, no, David doesn't like it either.
I'm not a fan of the duck face.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fan of, like, the tongue out of the mouth. Like, every photo that I have, there's usually a photo
in there. On the side?
There.
A tongue on the side?
Yeah, like, there's usually a photo of me somewhere with my tongue hanging out somewhere.
It's kind of cheeky.
A little bit.
Why don't we post a photo of him with his tongue hanging out just to show everyone what we're talking about? That'd be good.
I think that's a good idea.
And the last one with the photos.
Oh, should I do a drum roll?
Woo! Is make sure you're in flattering light. So you don't want to be somewhere where there's the shadow overcasting you and you look brown and then they meet you and you're ghost white. I mean, just make sure that the lighting is correct.
Yeah, I normally like to go for fuchsia to cover my pale skin tone.
Oh, but what happens when they meet you in person?
Well, then, I don't know. I make them put on fuchsia sunglasses.
David, did you wear fuchsia sunglasses when you met
No,
John?
I didn't. Oh, I didn't wear any sunglasses.
Maybe think about that for date two when you're geocaching.
Maybe just a blindfold, you know.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Well, that's my top six.
This man's
top
a winner.
Top six of photos.
I'm enjoying this.
Top six of photos. So we're done with that one.
Okay.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about profile pictures on your dating websites. So for all of you who can actually go onto Facebook, which isn't... I'm not sure how many of you can right now.
How would they get onto Facebook, Michelle?
Well, the Facebook page is facebook.com/thesinglelifeatjoy94.9. Just find us.
Yep.
Love it.
And get in there and say something.
So we've just posted a pic of David. And what do you think, my friend? Are you loving that picture we posted of you?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's from Mardi Gras this year in Sydney. But under your, you know, what do you call it?
The top test? 6 tips.
Yep, it's an epic fail.
Oh, no.
There's a tongue hanging out. There's overcast. Oh, yeah. The background's distracting.
You're moist.
Yep, nice and moist.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. It's not your best photo. Look, you are way hotter than that, but it gives people an idea of who you are. And we're so happy that you're in here and we could show everyone.
Anytime.
Michelle, it looks like someone wasn't so impressed with your top 6 tips.
I know. I'm sorry. So we've just had someone SMS in saying that their only qualm with the top 6 photo tips is that they're a hat wearer and they own 9 hats and they are an extension of my personality.
I would like to see how someone can wear 9 hats at the same time.
No, I think one for every day of the week and then maybe a Saturday and a Sunday night as well.
What? 9 hats, so 2 on weekends?
Yeah, so there's Saturday during the day and a Saturday night one.
You wear a hat out, do you?
Oh, well.
Is that a thing? I didn't realise.
When I was out the other week, when we went and did our little challenge, how many girls did you see wearing hats?
Oh, a few,
there were,
I suppose,
a few boys as well.
Yeah.
David, do you wear hats out?
I only wear them when I go to the rugby.
Okay.
Because I have a Storm one.
Tanya
Storm
wears band. A fedora, actually.
It's probably it's Tanya SMSing in.
$170 fedora. I remember it.
I just want to say that Tanya has SMS'd in, though, and I think she's a bit jealous of the fact that we have David in here and he's hot and she didn't get to do a challenge. So she's wanting to know, David, do you have any lesbian or bi friends for her?
I do, actually. I have a lot because my best mates are all lesbians and go to Sundaylicious every Sunday, and I often get told that I'm a lesbian in disguise, so...
Oh, well, I'm perfect. Sure,
I'm sure we can organise something.
Tanya, David, Chan, Tanya.
Well,
we can set something up.
Easy come,
look,
easy go.
I feel bad that Tanya missed out, and it was no fault of Danny Dang's, because Danny does know everyone, and clearly Tanya does as well, but maybe we cast the net a little bit wider.
Yeah,
might find someone.
This could also be as a result of the sound clip that we played earlier on in the show. May have scared the bejesus out of our friend Michelle de Klerk, and she is now absolutely determined to help our friend Tanya out.
Tanya, no, I'm actually keen. If you can find someone for me to go on a blind date with, by all means.
Don't doubt me for a second.
Set it
you
up.
You know I'm up for the challenge.
Set it up.
I'm going to do it.
We've also had an SMS from an unknown, from Callum, saying when people upload photos of Lamborghinis to their Facebook, I think they are Transformers.
Yep. Makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me.
No. It does make sense.
Okay.
How, right. Like, why would you post a photo of, like, a Lamborghini? Probably someone else's. Like, yeah. What does that really say?
They don't own one.
Mm-hmm.
They probably don't even own a car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Look, I don't know any Lamborghini drivers who are posting photos of their cars instead of their profile photos, because usually Lamborghini drivers are not on those sorts of things.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Well, that kind of leads into my next question of how do you make your online dating profile capture someone's attention? I mean, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of profiles out there. What makes yours stand out? Do you guys have any tips? Because I know I've got plenty.
Mine's not very good.
What?
Well, my heading, my thing that's meant to catch the boys is "Come at me, bro."
That's shocking.
I know, it's pretty bad.
That's terrible.
But I figure that no one's reading it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Mine's just really honest. It just says hospo boy, so work in hospitality, and then it says studying surgical nursing and Storm fan, so that's three things that you can chat about. It's pretty simple, pretty
damn
easy.
And I say nothing.
I think people would be attracted to your photo anyway, so I mean, the end of the day, does it really matter what you say? No, it does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a few tips to make your online profile dating one that everyone's interested in. So the first one is honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for instance, I don't know what you use for your usernames, but before you even conjure up a clever username, make it a point to include only accurate, honest information about yourself. Yes, I mean, this includes photos as well. which we've already touched on. But, I mean, if you're a virgin, don't call yourself stud or stud of the year or something like that.
True.
Similarly, if you're looking for something more than just a one-night stand, don't use 69 lover. Like, don't hello.
Don't use the number 69 anywhere.
Okay, fine. Like, just
to completely erase that from anything.
I know. I mean, first impressions count. So, guys, what are your names? Do you have profile names or what's the...
Mine's
do we want to... If you don't want to say, then that's fine.
No, I can tell you mine. Mine is after a famous technology word. Well, maybe it's famous in my own living room anyway. It's fire call.
What?
Fire call.
It's like a fire call account, which is a user account that you get in the like in the case of an emergency. Fire call.
Okay.
It's pretty crap.
Oh, loved how you admit that. Yeah. We don't need to say anything, David.
We're not judging.
I need a new one.
Yeah, but, no judgments.
That one's a bit clapped out, so I probably need something a bit new. So,
all right, well, if anyone's got any suggestions out there on new usernames for John, please SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Any advice
anything
is helpful.
At all. See, give me any name. I'll bring it.
The next one was obviously you need a good photo, good photo, which David clearly has because we have got so many SMSs just in saying, well, love the photo, cutie, I've met David before. So
he's hot and I'd turn the rest of the statement. Sorry, you left out a bit of it.
Love it.
God, get your English straight, John.
I know. So the photo one we've already touched on.
Oh, hang on. Someone's just claiming that David will storm into your room.
Oh, a bit of the Melbourne Storm vibe there.
A bit of
there.
A Melbourne Storm coming into your room immediately.
Oh, I love it. The next thing about online dating profiles is this is the hard part when you have to write about yourself. I mean, there's people out there who've got no problem talking about themselves and others who have just got no idea what to say. I mean, and so both groups out there are really overrepresented in the online dating community. So it's, I guess, the words part is even more important than the photo because without sounding like everyone, you don't want to sound like everyone else, basically. So what have you guys got as headlines on your profile? Anything?
I told you, come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. Yeah, so okay. we want some better ideas than that. Well, and David?
Mine just has the, you know, hospital where I study in surgical nursing. Like, if they want to know something, they can ask me.
They can contact you.
That's the best way, because that way you can have a conversation.
I could say IT guy looking for dates.
Yeah, okay.
You could, but I
think you might turn off half the community. What about, I reckon something that wouldn't hurt is putting something innocent, an innocent secret out there about yourself, like, I'm afraid of the dark after all these years, .. Or I have a special blanket until I was 20 years old, .. Makes people think, hang on, what is that? And want to read a little bit more about you.
No, it makes me think, why the hell is this person so dysfunctional? Oh. And why are they on my screen right now? And why did I choose to click on their profile? Yeah. Is what it makes me think.
It's not very cute. It sounds really creepy. Oh. Like, I have a blanket that I've had since I was 4. It's
okay,
like, that's
we'll move on.
Nice.
Clearly my tips aren't helping in this one. And that's why I don't have an online dating profile. Yes, anyway, we'll move on from that. And what not to do? What do you guys think is the biggest what not to do?
Oh,
as in what not to do with
photos, what not to do on your profile, full stop.
Oh, that one's you know what, I hate haters.
Yeah,
I hate people who go no winks or don't say hey or answers to frequently asked questions. And some dude with, like, you know, who's got these huge tickets on himself goes through and just, like, describes the questions that you can't ask him. It's like, well, that's not very engaging. Like, I wonder what sort of people actually come around to addressing him. Obviously, people who don't read profiles.
I know.
I hate the ones that say up for fun now or like wired fun. Yeah. That's always a really popular one.
That's a big turnoff.
Well,
disgusting.
I think one of the biggest turnoffs is when people start talking about what they don't want. Like if they've been hurt by someone before or telling you, I'm tired of getting burnt or I hate it with the fakers or just makes you sound bitter.
And it makes you sound like an attention seeker too.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, oh, I, you know, had my heart broken. Yeah, everyone's had their heart broken.
Yeah.
You know, move on.
Yeah, I agree. Look, we could talk about this all night, couldn't we?
Oh, I think
online
we could.
Profiles, we could talk about this for 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We could. There's so much to speak of.
Oh, don't we wish? We should extend this into next week. Because we haven't even touched on your challenge.
We've actually got a message in as well. Someone has suggested a ideal profile name should be the first three letters of your first and last name.
Okay.
Joe Wynn. It doesn't sound very good.
We'll work on that one. So, John, this week I'm really keen for you to maybe mix up your profile photos and see if you get any interest with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
I can do that.
Let's do it. So, guys, we've probably come to the end of the show by now. It's been a little bit, it's been fun.
It's been a little bit out of control.
I love it.
I love this surprising you, MDK.
Well, I love all the attention David's getting. This has been great.
We need pretty
to
win
more often.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's not. You're going to get some fans out there.
Oh my God. Our email is just,
it's just gone into overdrive. Well, David, thank you so much for coming in and being part of the challenge. Even though you kind of didn't know, or did you know that you were part of a challenge?
I got told that it was going to be a blind date for a Joy program.
Oh, love it.
Single Life. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Done. Well, we're interested to see hear about how your geocaching date number two goes.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
Should be a bit interesting.
We'll hear all about that next week, no doubt. But in the meantime, thank you everyone for listening. Big thank you for everyone who SMS'd in and gave some comments. Remember, you can head to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thesinglelifeatjoy94.9. And remember to like us and leave your feedback and comments there. But in the meantime, we're out.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad. Another week over.
I know. We'll speak to you all next week.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.